Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is all part of our Standing Shoulder to Shoulder in the Battle for Life and Truth campaign. A campaign that we have twice a year, and one that I am very excited to be involved in. This is a campaign in which we are asking people to stand with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach as we literally are catalyzing and resourcing a global initiative that is touching the lives of people in languages and places that you may never go or see or know about this side of eternity. And yet the need is deep, it is great, and God has uniquely positioned our ministry to be able to meet that need. I'm in studio today with my colleague and friend. He is the Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute, Dr. Larry Johnston, and he has traveled with me around the world, not only recognizes the need in the West, but the need in the Global South. And when we talk about the Global South, we're talking about places like Oceania, we're talking about Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, Latin America, places where the gospel of Jesus Christ have penetrated, but places that are in desperate need of resources in the areas of apologetics, biblical literacy, as well as countering cults. And this is particularly graphic when you think about countering cults. I mean graphic in the sense that the cults are literally stealing the sheep. Someone comes to faith in Christ, the cults, better armed and not constrained by any kind of ethic, turn the scriptures into a wax nose, use deceptive practices like even sexual manipulation to steal the flock. And so the missionaries on the field are desperate for resources, and we're supplying those resources. Translation work already begun. And so today we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach in the battle for life and truth. And as I talk about what we're doing around the globe, I might also want to add to that something that is singularly significant, and that is what we are doing in the West. We are strengthening the stakes, because if you do not strengthen the stakes back home, you're going to have little impact around the world. And so part of our campaign, Standing Shoulder to Shoulder in the Battle for Life and Truth, involves enlarging the place of our tent, stretching our tent curtains wide, not holding back, lengthening our cords, and strengthening our stakes. And Larry, as we think about strengthening the stakes, we think about the outreach we have through radio, through journal, through the research we're doing. This is primary research. If we don't do first-rate primary research, then what is passed down the line is not dependable. All that work requires resources. It's why we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team.
Well, and we have intentionally mapped out in broad strokes a 10-year strategy, which once fully underway will consist primarily of three different phases of 3 years each. But we recognize through some very prolonged and serious times of prayer and strategizing that we cannot realistically undertake that what will be a 9-year initiative without first strengthening the stakes. So 2015 is a year that is being spent in rigorous planning, prayerful discernment, discussions and dialogue with missionaries, boots on the ground, both in Mexico and in Asia, so that when it comes time to put the pedal to the metal, we will have the infrastructure in place, the stakes, as it were, to support that enlarged tent. But to do that, we need people to stand with us. And there may be some folks listening now who are thinking, well, but I really can't do that much. Let me share with you what a colleague of mine, Baroness Caroline Cox, said several years ago that I will never forget. She said, looking at the world's needs, we cannot do everything. We must not do nothing.
And that is why we're asking you to stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach by joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can use a credit card, a debit card, a check card, electronic funds transfer. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Again, you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team on the web at equip.org. You can also, of course, write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember resource consultants. They are standing by, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Whatever you can do would be deeply appreciated and used for God's glory, for the extension of His kingdom. So many have written in testimonies or even voice testimonies for us. There's a testimony that caught my eye as I walked into the studio today. It is by Pastor Rick McGee. He is a pastor of First Baptist Church in Wayne, Oklahoma, and he has become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. Here's why.
I'm Pastor Rick McGee from the First Baptist Church in Wayne, Oklahoma. And I'm a senior pastor, and I praise God for the day I stumbled upon a radio broadcast featuring the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Christian Research Institute. I've been personally challenged by Hank's example to always compare Scripture with Scripture before coming to a solid conclusion. And you know what? My eyes have been opened to many truths I thought were unknowable this side of heaven. Thank you, Hank, not only for the passion you display in continually delivering the light of truth to an ever-darkening world, but also in the patient and loving way you share that truth with your callers. God bless you and every co-laborer in Christ at the Christian Research Institute. Godspeed to you all.
You know what I love, Larry, about what Pastor Rick just said is it's not just what we know. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so as we communicate truth, we want to do it with gentleness and with respect. We're not trying to win an argument. We're not trying to demonstrate our mental acumen. We're trying to reach real people for a very real eternity.
Oliver Wendell Holmes, the great American jurist, once said to a colleague, "Who you are is speaking so loudly that I can't hear a word that you say." I think that gets us back to the notion of an incarnational gospel, or as St. Francis said, preach the gospel at all times, and if absolutely necessary, use words.
And we are asking people to preach that gospel with us around the world. There is a battle for truth that is raging. And when principles that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, then battle is your calling, peace has become sin, and you must, at the price of dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before friend and enemy alike with all the fire of your faith. This is something that we are doing in a myriad of ways. We are equipping God's people. You think about the fire that is raging with young people. A vast majority of young people growing up in evangelical homes, by the time they get to high school or college, walk away from the Christian faith. This is not a small trickle. This is a gushing wound. It is a flood. And to stem the tide, we need to equip teachers and parents and even other teenagers so that they can reach those within their own peer group.
Well, the Bible tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And as we've seen in both Mexico and Asia, it is not a lack of zeal, which unfortunately is often lacking in the United States. Sad but true that for significant swaths of Christianity in the West, the fizz has gone flat. That is not the case that we see in the Global South. What we see in the Global South is tremendous zeal and passion and hunger. But they're often like babes in the woods in terms of having full hearts, but empty heads. They lack the resources to teach them and ground them in the truth.
And when you talk about full hearts, empty heads, you can have the inverse. You can have a full head and an empty heart.
Well, you've heard me say that my favorite definition of a conservative is someone who sits and thinks, but mainly sits. What we want to do at CRI is to see people not merely sitting. We certainly do want, in the book that you mentioned, Sit, Walk, Stand, we want them to sit in the heavenlies, to know who they are in Christ, to be grounded in the power of God before they begin to walk. Because as Watchman Nee says, if we get that out of order, we've got serious problems. We should not be walking before we sit in the heavenlies and recognize our identity with Christ. But the problem is with much of the church in the West, there is a sitting not in the heavenlies, but in the easy chair. We're beckoning you to get out of the easy chair and into the game to stand with us in this vital battle for life and truth.
Appropriate, the book, Sit, Walk, Stand. And we're asking people to stand with us in the battle for life and truth. You can stand with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach by simply going to the web at equip.org and saying, I want to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Now, you can do all of that on the web. You can use a credit card, a debit card, a check card. You can use electronic funds transfer. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Also, as Larry just mentioned, the book by Watchman Nee, Sit, Walk, Stand, a gem in a way of saying thank you as well. Ask for that book as you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org, or else you can just pick up the telephone and talk to one of our resource consultants. They're standing by, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. Our address, once again, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But please become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Maybe you have given occasionally. When you transfer to becoming a monthly support team member, it makes a gargantuan difference. And when we talk about a difference, we're not talking about some abstract idea here. We're talking about a difference in the lives of real flesh and blood people for all eternity. We have a sweet spot. It is in the area of apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. When I talk about apologetics, most of you know what I'm talking about. It is equipping God's people to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, with gentleness and with respect. So apologetics is not simply coming up with clever answers. It is using your answers as an opportunity. In that sense, it is the handmaiden to evangelism. It's also post-evangelism in the sense that these become pillars or posts to which you can cling when the winds and waves of doubt beat upon your house of faith. you can know that God created the universe, that Jesus Christ is God, and that the Bible is indeed divine as opposed to merely human in origin. So it is a reliable source for life and truth. Also in the area of biblical literacy, I've often said on the broadcast that one of the great questions that has to be answered is that if God has spoken, what has God said? And that entails learning to mine the Bible for all its wealth. This has a ring of criticality, and it's necessary for each one of you listening to my voice. And then in the area of countering the cults, we want you to be able to use the deviations as springboards or opportunities for sharing the truth and love and grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. But that entails knowing the truth, being so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. Again, you can join us by standing in the battle for life and truth by joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And you could do that on the web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Be right back with more of Shoulder to Shoulder, Standing for Life and Truth.
Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. In response to the recent Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris, Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, stated, "I stopped calling these people Muslim terrorists. They're about as Muslim as I am. I think ISIS is a cult, not an Islamic cult. I think it's a cult." Is Dean trying to paint a politically correct, warmer, kinder picture of Islam? What's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff's special equipping package will help you understand the real Islam. It includes the book, Islam, What You Must Know, plus a special article on the rise of the American jihadist and an issue of the Christian Research Journal featuring the article, Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up? To receive this offer as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-Minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said He was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with Him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You have tuned in to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This is a special edition that has to do with our Standing Shoulder to Shoulder campaign in the battle for life and truth. And what we mean by that is we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Perhaps you're an occasional giver to the ministry. That is deeply appreciated. Quite frankly, we couldn't exist without you. But if you were to make the transition from being an occasional giver to becoming a monthly giver, it would make a very significant difference in the lives of so many people. I was thinking about a quote by a former friend of mine. I have not seen him for many, many years, but he was a man who was deeply involved in raising resources for Christian ministry around the world. A friend of my colleague, Dr. Larry Johnston as well, who of course is in studio with me, and he said that the American church, existing in the most material-rich condition in the history of humankind, spends more money on chewing gum than on carrying out the most fundamental desire of the heart of God. So while millions suffer want on a planet of plenty, and while hundreds of thousands of his most precious creations daily enter eternity without one word of hope, we simply are unengaged in the most significant enterprise that is known to humanity. We are those who have taken the sacred name of Jesus Christ upon our lips. We are Christians. We are followers of Christ. We are those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have not only been saved by His death, we've been saved into His life, and therefore we have life that is life to the full, and we have the opportunity to share this, not only opportunity, but commission to share this with a lost and searching world.
Well, and for those who are serious about their stewardship, not only of their time and their talent and their treasure, vital to understand that we are not asking you to give to CRI. We are asking you to give through CRI to help build the kingdom of God and transform millions of lives.
And you can do that by, once again, becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member on the web at equip.org. You can also join by writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Just let us know that you're joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And while you're at it, in your letter, you might request one of my books, which I'd be happy to personalize to you, a family member, or a friend. You can also ask about our resource of the month. It is by Watchman Nee, titled Sit, Walk, Stand. It is an absolute gem, again, available when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, or when you give to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world. Generally, when you give, we'd be happy to supply you with a resource. You can also talk to our resource consultants about this by simply picking up the telephone and dialing 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We have testimonies coming in from all over the world. A testimony from Brenda Scott in Melbourne, Iowa. This is a listener to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and I think a very effective way of communicating the import of the ministry.
My name is Brenda Scott. I live in Malvern, Iowa. I listen to Hank on the radio on the way home from work, 88.1, out of Lincoln. I became a Bible Answer Man monthly partner so that others would also have the chance to hear the truth. I used to read something in a book or hear something on Christian radio and believe it just because it was in a book or on Christian radio. That is, until I started listening to Hank. My prayer is that the Bible Answer Man will be sharing the truth until Jesus comes back. There are so many out there that need the truth. May God use my monthly support to that end, because life and truth really do matter. I contribute only to those ministries that are doing things that will last forever, for eternity, and the Bible Answer Man is definitely one of them.
You know what I like about Brenda's testimony, in fact, maybe the word like is trite, it really touches me, is she is underscoring something that I think is transcendently important for people to understand, and that is we are not part of a politically correct campaign. We are not telling people what they want to hear. And the reason for this is that life and truth, as she points out, really do matter. The reality is that there are people who are saying what they're saying in the Christian community to garner support. I think of the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after themselves. So be on your guard. Remember, for 3 years, I never stopped warning each one of you night and day with tears. So we care. And when we care, oftentimes you lose support. I'll cash that out a little bit, Larry. I mean, you're well aware of this. I wrote a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. Now, Joel Osteen is a mega force in the Christian world. That is to understate the case. He's twice as big as his nearest competitor. But he's teaching a word of faith theology that is spiritual cyanide, not only in the West, but we find increasingly on the mission field that one of the greatest obstacles to the advance of the gospel is the brand of Christianity being peddled by Osteen. The idea that faith is a force, words are the containers of the force, through the force of faith one can create their own reality, which has a very dark underbelly. If you contract cancer, if your mother dies, if somehow or other you lose your job, your own health fails. Words are said to be at the root of your problem. Joel Osteen has the temerity, and this is a word used advisedly, to mock a paraplegic. Why? Because if that paraplegic had enough faith, they would get out of their wheelchair and walk. It's a health and wealth gospel, but how is it advanced? Is it advanced through the truth of the gospel? No, it is advanced through the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. What is the skin of the truth? It is taking a verse and twisting it just a little bit so that it sounds authentic. One of the classic examples is his abuse of Romans 4:17. Where he says, the Bible says, and sometimes he will say this with a Bible in the air, the Bible says that we are to call those things that are not as though they were. Now, if you actually go to the Word of God and you look up the text, which you ought to do, you find nothing of the sort. There's a twist to the text, and so it's become a pretext. What the text actually says is it is God, not we, who call those things that are not as though they were. Now, in addition to scripture twisting, he takes urban legends and uses them to buttress truth. So he will say that he knows of a real life situation where a man dies in a railway car
because he thinks it's a refrigerated car, and he thinks that it's below freezing, and so he quite literally freezes to death. In other words, they find his frozen corpse in the railroad car. Why? Because thoughts create reality. Again, this is an urban legend, but he tells it as though it is true. And this is not one or two examples that can be given, but simply emblematic of thousands of examples that could be given, all in support of a very deadly lie. Now, in saying this, I'm not gaining a lot of friends, but I am saving a lot of lives spiritually and physically, because this is deadly poison, and we have seen its deadly fruit all over the world.
One of my favorite stories of Billy Sunday, a well-known preacher of many years gone by, he preached a rather blistering sermon one Sunday in his church. And when the sermon was over and he was on his way toward the front of the church to greet people as they were leaving, he was interrupted rather sheepishly by one of his deacons, who said, "Pastor, not entirely sure how to say this to you, but a lot of the people in the congregation felt that in your sermon you were, how shall I put this, petting the dog in the wrong direction, if you get my drift." Sunday looked at him very sternly and said, "Well, then tell him to turn the dog around." That is the difference between those who will tell people only what they want to hear, and often for their own gain, versus telling them what they need to know. CRI has a rock-solid history of standing for truth, even when there is a severe penalty for standing for truth, because truth and life matter.
And again, that is precisely why we're asking you to stand with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. We will not compromise. Ultimately, we fear God more than we fear men. We will stand before God and give an account for what we did with this megaphone, with this platform, and with the many outreaches that He's allowed us to be part of, that we're asking you to join us in as you stand shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Again, you can do this in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can use a credit card, a debit card, a check card, electronic funds transfer, however you would wish to do it. The options are available on the web. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, transition from occasional giving to becoming a monthly partner, be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. One of the favorites, of course, is the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition. Again, you can find that resource on the web. I'd be happy to personalize it to you, a family member, or a friend, available on the web, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and resource consultant standing by, 888-7000. And the letters CRI, whatever you can do, whether $15 or $50 or $500, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. But whatever you can do on a monthly basis will turbocharge the ministry. Be right back.
My name is Bob McLean from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen to Hank on XM 131. I have a long daily commute in Atlanta, and I happened upon the Bible Answer Man many years ago while in traffic coming home from work. I was raised Catholic and frankly spent very little time reading God's Word. I felt very much in need of remedial help in understanding the Bible, and the Bible Answer Man helped me realize that I was not alone. Hank often quotes the Bible in saying Christians must be prepared to give a reason for our hope with gentleness and respect, and his broadcast does just that. I thank God for his ministry. And the Holy Spirit moved me one day to stop only taking from this ministry each and every day, but to also start giving to it.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned.
President Obama said, "Let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents, and the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim. And ISIL is certainly not a state. ISIL is a terrorist organization, pure and simple." How accurate is this politically correct, warmer and kinder picture of Islam? To help you get a better understanding of the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff has put together an equipping package which includes the book Islam, What You Must Know, a special article on the rise of the American jihadist, and an issue of the Christian Research Journal featuring the article, Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up? To receive this offer as our thank you for your gift today, go online at equip.org and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or call 888-7000-CRI. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-Minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way. Our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org.
My name is Lisa. I live in Concord, North Carolina. I discovered the Bible Answer Man broadcast in my car radio on the commute home from work. Before the Bible Answer Man, that hour was a very stressful struggle to get home, but the radio broadcast has changed that into a pleasant, educational, enlightening hour's drive on an interstate highway. My Christian education was very lacking, although I felt that I was perfectly educated as a very young woman. I knew nothing but what my little friends told me and what I heard from various televangelists. And so I was a sitting duck for all the New Age movement things that I got into as a young woman. And it took me a very long time to get out of it with a local minister, you know, helping me. But the Bible Answer Man broadcast has enlightened me in how to read the Bible and mind it for all it's worth, as Hank says. It has given me a Christian education that I could not have gotten otherwise. Hank is a true godsend. I believe he teaches millions of people like me through his program. And Hank has shown so much light and helped me in my own personal Bible study and in my ability to speak to others. I just can't thank Hank and the Bible Answer Man team enough.
Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is called our Shoulder to Shoulder campaign, and our goal for being on the radio today is to simply encourage people to stand shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. You can do that by joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, and you can do that on the web at equip.org. You can also do so when you write me at Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can pick up the telephone and talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. Perhaps you are an occasional giver, and this is an opportunity for you, led by the Spirit, to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, you can do this on the web using a credit card, a debit card, a check card, electronic funds transfer, and when you join, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books, again, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. The resource of the month, don't forget that as well. It is Watchman Nee's Little Gem, Sit, Walk, Stand. We're asking you to stand with us in the battle for life and truth. Before the break, I was talking about the austenification of American Christianity. The reason I coined that particular word, austenification, is Joel Osteen is quite literally the biggest of the bunch. And when I talk about the bunch, I'm talking about the Word of Faith movement. Ideas have consequences. The idea here is New Thought metaphysics repackaged for Christian consumption. And over the last several years in particular, I've heard one heartrending story after the other. People who are being told that their sickness is a direct result of their sin. Here's an example. I got a letter. It was a personal testimony of a woman who had been blind from birth. After she had come to faith in Christ, she joined a church that had been infiltrated by the austenification of American Christianity. It wasn't long before they were instructing her to confess perfect sight and then command God to honor his word. And when nothing happened, they began to denounce this woman for her lack of faith. They said, there has to be something in my life, she says, that hindered God's will. They said, God was held up because of some point, some sin, some disobedience that he just couldn't get around until I straightened up. This dear lady went on to say, I spent hours, sleepless nights, agonizing over the issue. I became depressed. I began to lose my joy. I even quit praying. Some Sundays, I simply couldn't stand church because I felt like an outsider in God's family watching his pet children get blessed because of their faith. If I was doing or not doing something that hindered God, I was at a loss trying to discern what it was. God, I said in utter despair, what do you want me to do? In time, of course, she discovered that God had never forsaken her. Her blindness was not a result of her sin, and that the real problem was not her lack of faith, but the faith follower's lack of comprehension. And she said when she discovered that, she felt like a different person. I finally recognized, she wrote, that in Jesus' eyes I was whole and that I was still as important to him as I had been at the beginning of our relationship. And so I determined that no one was ever going to take his joy away from me. Astutely, she observed the real motivation behind the faith movement. And this is what she said in her letter. I've discovered that many people want to see me healed or pretend to be healed because my blindness upsets their theological apple cart. It's hard to believe in their beliefs when a disabled person who thanks God for her disability comes along. It's as if their faith won't stand if I don't go along with their agenda. I believe that they want my healing for their own sake, not mine. It might sound harsh, but I don't think they have a thumbnail of genuine faith. She closed her letter with the words, I want the staff at the Christian Research Institute to know that I heartily support your stand concerning this issue, It's a killer, a spiritual cancer. It grieves me that so few in the body of Christ are willing to listen to the truth that you have so diligently exposed. I pray that God will continually encourage you and direct your path through the criticism and denouncements. I almost didn't hear the truth in time. There are many such letters that we get from listeners. One told of a couple who had a stillborn baby. When the grieving couple needed comfort most, they were told their baby died as a result of sin. Not the babies, but the couples. They were told that they had sinned by allowing fear to set in and did not have enough faith to believe the baby could be risen from the dead. You know, the Bible is quite clear in this regard. We wait for what we do not yet have. We expect it earnestly. In this life, Larry, we will have difficulty. The death rate is one per person. Every one of us is going to make it. We all get sick and eventually we all die. It does not mean that God doesn't heal or cannot heal. It means that the normative events of the Christian life include sickness and suffering, and sometimes it is in the cauldron of adversity that we learn the most. Now again, it's more popular to say that God guarantees health and wealth, but it's simply untrue, and this is a poison that is robbing hundreds of thousands of people in the global South of a newly found faith. All of a sudden, they find Jesus Christ to be a means to their end as opposed to being the end.
You've heard me historically quote with some regularity the quote from C.S. Lewis that enemy-occupied territory, that is what the world is. And Christianity is the story of how the rightful king has landed in disguise and is calling us all to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. What we're doing now during the season is inviting listeners to join us as sanctified saboteurs.
And sometimes that calls for sacrifice. In other cases, as we pointed out earlier on in the broadcast, there are people who spend more time on chewing bubblegum or buying lattes than they do in supporting the kingdom. Now, I have nothing against chewing gum or lattes, but I do have a real passion for people to invest in something that has an eternal consequence.
Well, and here is a sober truth. I'm not inclined with any regularity to quote existentialists, but one existentialist quote that I was particularly taken with said, I only know two things with absolute certainty. One is that one day I will be dead. The other thing that I know with absolute certainty is that I am not dead now. And the only really critical question is what I do between those two points in time. You and I, along with many colleagues here at CRI, are committed to using that time in between our arrival on this planet and our departure from this planet to push forward the kingdom of God by equipping people to be agents of transformation, to bring about the change that we can bring about if people will stand with us shoulder to shoulder.
As you're listening to the voice of Dr. Larry Johnston, he is the Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute, and he's been a colleague and friend of mine for 35 years. We are passionately committed to make a difference while there is yet time, and we're inviting you to stand shoulder to shoulder, not only with the two of us, but with all of our colleagues at the Christian Research Institute, to make a difference in the lives of real people. Only one life soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. By the way, I heard those words as a brand new Christian And I was sitting in the back seat of a Volkswagen when I heard those words with the person that uttered those words. A few days later, he went up on a hot air balloon ride. The hot air balloon hit some high tension wires, burst a flame, and he and two Christian friends fell to their deaths. And those words have therefore forever been riveted in my mind. They are seared in the canvas of my consciousness. Only one life. Soon 'twill be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. It's one of the reasons that I am passionately asking all of you listening to my voice right now to consider joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. When you do, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. You can join on the web at equip.org. You can use a credit card, a debit card, a check card. You can perform an electronics fund transfer, which happens regularly. And this means that you save time and postage. It also means that the resources arrive at the Christian Research Institute automatically each month. And you can do so on the web or by talking to one of our colleagues on the phone. Resource consultants are standing by. Here's the number, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Once again, 888-7000-274. And there's so many things that we could say about a ministry that is literally making a difference around the world. We're resourcing and catalyzing missionaries. In other words, we're putting ammunition in their hands at a time in which the door is still open in many places in the global South. So there's a criticality of time, and there's a criticality of standing. And after you've done everything to stand, stand with us in the battle for life and truth. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. In response to the recent Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris, Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, stated, "I stopped calling these people Muslim terrorists. They're about as Muslim as I am. I think ISIS is a cult, not an Islamic cult. I think it's a cult." Is Dean trying to paint a politically correct, warmer, kinder picture of Islam? What's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff's special equipping package will help you understand the real Islam. It includes the book, Islam, What You Must Know, plus a special article on the rise of the American jihadist and an issue of the Christian Research Journal featuring the article, Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up? To receive this offer as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-Minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today.
Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices.